Grandfather gave me was, I spy with my little eye something made of wood.
Oh, cried Violet, who suddenly understood. So that's why you called it the spy game.
Henry had a question.
But how can you be sure your grandfather carved the stone riddle?
Because of the note, Henry. Amanda reached into her pocket and pulled out a folded piece of paper. After you showed me the riddle, I went into the house and found the message my grandfather left me in his will.
What does it say?
Benny was so interested, he'd only eaten one bite of his sandwich. Amanda unfolded the note. Why don't I read it to you? The Aldens were all ears. They leaned closer to catch every word. Amanda read the message aloud. I spy with my little eye something made of gold. So follow the clues both night and day. Leave no stone unturned. The game's in play.
Leave no stone unturned, Henry repeated.
He must have meant the stone walkway,
Jesse added. It does make you wonder, doesn't it? Said Amanda. I mean, the riddle seems to be pointing right to it.
Hidden gold,
cried Benny.
I can't believe it. But hidden where?
Violet wondered aloud. That's a good question, said Amanda. She looked at her crutches propped up against the picnic table and sighed. If only I could track down the clues.
Maybe we could help,
Jesse offered. We've solved lots of mysteries.
Benny added, we're good detectives.
Amanda seemed delighted by their offer. You've got your work cut out for you, she warned them. My grandfather was a real mystery buff. I think he read every mystery book in the library.
We like mysteries, too,
Benny piped up.
We've read every one of the Detective Club books.
Amanda's smile faded. What? She gave the children a sharp look.
It's a mystery series, Jesse explained to Amanda. Have you heard of Myla Jones and Jake Winston?
Doesn't ring a bell, Amanda said with a shrug. Then she quickly changed the subject. Before I forget, let me pay you for today. She reached into her pocket again and pulled out a handful of dollar bills. Henry shook his head.
We couldn't take your money.
Amanda frowned. Now, none of that. You deserve a reward for your hard work.
We already got a reward, Benny told her. We found a mystery.
Amanda hesitated, then tucked the bills back into her pocket. Well, I'll just have to find another way of thanking you. Benny was glancing around while everybody finished lunch.
Hey, there's a man in the yard,
he said, pointing. Sure enough, a dark-haired man in sunglasses was standing by the stone jigsaw puzzle. He was wearing a T-shirt, cutoffs, and rubber flip-flops.
What's he doing?
Benny asked in a hushed voice.